Even before the terrorist attacks, the election was being seen as a national referendum on President François Hollande and the socialist government, and a test for the rising popularity of the far-right Front National. Political scientist Romain Pasquier of the University of Rennes says that this forced the issue of security front and center for the candidates.
These regional elections are totally nationalized. So the candidates have to speak about security, about immigration. But concretely, regions have no competence in these areas because in France, regions are weak institutions, contrary to municipalities, for example. Municipalities, yes, have competences in security, but not the regions.
And it's true, regions have control over economic development plans, cultural and social institutions, regional transport, among others. But security is not part of their role.
The main issues of the campaign before the terrorist attacks were on socioeconomic issues about the incapacity of the government to create jobs. And that it was part of the competences of the regions in terms of economic development, employment and so on. The terrorist attacks have totally changed the context and the issues and the debates of the campaign.
This has been showing up on the campaign trail, notably from candidates on the right, from former President Nicolas Sarkozy's Les Républicains party, which is facing stiff competition from the FN in the Nord-Pas-de-Calais region in the north and the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region in the southeast. They've been proposing reinforcing security where they can, putting metal detectors at the entrances of cultural institutions and high schools, for example. That's what Les Républicains candidate in the Paris region, Valérie Pécresse, proposed after the attacks. Yesterday, she said she would put in place a secularism charter that anyone receiving subsidies from her region would have to sign. This echoes what FN leader and the candidate in the Nord-Pas-de-Calais region, Marine Le Pen, said last week.
Les mairies, les départements, la région ont parfois financé.
City halls, departments, and regions have sometimes financed associations without verifying what they were doing, she says.
Et que un certain nombre de fondamentalistes islamistes se sont servis.
Islamic fundamentalists have used the associations to develop their ideologies. Xavier Bertrand, who's running against Le Pen for the Républicains, brought up the issue of making everyone feel secure. There's a difference, he says, between voters in cities and rural voters.
Les gens disent, c'est pas parce que y aurait moins de danger chez nous.
People say it's not because there's less danger in rural areas that we should not also be protected, he says, and we must respond to that. Political scientist Romain Pasquier says the candidates talking about security, though, is just that, talk.
I think it's much more a discursive strategy in order to make a link between regions and security issues, but it's not a very relevant argument, I think.
And yet, candidates have to make the connection. That's what voters appear to be asking for. And it appears that the security issue may well give a boost to the FN, which is running head-to-head with the Républicains in the east, doing well in the north. Winning two of France's 13 regions would be a first for the party and an interesting lead-up to the presidential polls in 2017.